Hello, hello. This is a recording to help Buddy with his lines for scene 8. This is the scene where Chadwick and Matthews discover that they have found a lost Chris Smith Christmas story manuscript and that they can use this to be their pitch for Greenway. But the catch is that they have to pay $300,000 to get the manuscript and keep it. So Buddy overhears this, but then Walter's getting impatient with him, tells him to amuse himself, and Buddy steals the manuscript and takes it off stage to the paper shredder and comes running back in and dumps the paper shredding on Walter again, like he did previously. But now he is really going to be in trouble for shredding the manuscript. So, let's begin the scene. Buddy is off stage at the beginning of the scene, and Buddy, you are listening for the cue that Matthews says, "Be careful. It's the only copy." All right, so let's begin. All the office people are in place, and Walter is talking to Chadwick. "Okay, how about this? A town populated only by tomatoes." "Tomatoes. Little tomato people. They're busily preparing for Christmas, but little do they know, the mean tomato who lives on top of the mountain is planning to steal Christmas this year." "You are describing the Grinch, but with tomatoes. Greenway's gonna fire us all if we don't come up with something good. You understand that?" "I got it. You are familiar, of course, with Christopher Smith." "Are you kidding? Christopher Smith was the greatest writer of Christmas stories who ever lived." "Mr. Hobbs, I met this guy who recently acquired a desk once owned by one Christopher Smith, and in a secret drawer, he finds a manuscript." "A lost Chris Smith Christmas story?" "A lost Chris Smith Christmas story." "Be careful. It's the only copy." Buddy bursts in and says,
"Buddy, please. We're very busy."
"The guy's waiting in the lobby, Mr. Hobbs."
"Buddy, we'll talk about this in a minute. Just do me a favor and sit there in that chair. Amuse yourself."
"Well, bring the guy up here. I want to thank him personally."
"He's not waiting for a thank you. He's waiting for $300,000.
"What?"
"Mr. Hobbs, we've been trying to come up with an idea for a story, but we got nothing. We're idiots. And then this comes along. It's a gift from God.
And God gets mad when you don't accept
his gifts.
Fine. I'll write the guy a check.
And while he's writing, Buddy says, and big sneaky sneaks off stage with the manuscript.
Greenway will understand, right? In fact, he'll be thrilled. There'll be Christmas bonuses for everyone. I mean, this is gonna make us millions.
Where's Buddy?
Then we hear Paper Shredder 1. All the office workers look out to the audience. Walter says,
what's that noise?
Then we hear Paper Shredder 2. They all look at where the manuscript should have been. Walter says,
where's the manuscript?
And Buddy runs back on stage and throws it in the air and says,
that was the only copy! I cannot deal with this anymore. Just go back to the apartment, get your things, and leave. I don't care. I don't care where you go. I don't care that you're an elf. I don't care that you're my son. Just get out of my life forever.
And then the music begins. And Buddy's very, very sad. And walks towards down center stage. And starts to sing. And make sure you stay center stage until you're done singing. Then you can slump and go over towards the chair that has been placed for you and pick up the Etch-a-Sketch to write your note. And as you write it, make sure when you look up out to the audience and happily say Merry Christmas and then slump back down and wait for them to clap. And then you slump over to the bench and you're hanging off the side. Very, very sad. And while you are being very, very sad, the manager comes on, says,
Buddy? What are you doing out here? Ah, forget about it. Christmas is all about fighting with your family. That's what presents are for. Making up. Sure, that's the thing about Christmas. When you're a kid, it's all about what you're gonna get. But when you grow up, well, it's about giving people stuff. It's the one day a year everybody gets to be Santa Claus. That reminds me, it's Christmas Eve, and I gotta get something for the wife. Ooh, I hope the drugstore is still open.
And as you run away, you turn around and say,
Merry Christmas!
And that is the end of scene 8.